Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Joe at rt.ie. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. It was last Wednesday.
Yeah, did say last week.
7 o'clock in the evening. What happened?
So I was driving home from work along the N7, just approaching the M50 southbound, and I got struck on my passenger side by a lorry.
The N7, for people who don't follow AA Roadwatch, is the nice road, isn't it? You were coming in towards the city or going away?
Coming in towards going N50 southbound, so just beyond the Newland Cross on the last day before it opened.
Oh, very good. So it was busy traffic. So what happened?
Busy traffic. So I came out into my middle lane. I was on a straight road path. And a lorry was on my right-hand side, and he struck me on my passenger side. Mm-hmm. I spun out in front of him, and then eventually the car flipped and landed on its side. The lorry proceeded to, I guess, drive around me.
Did he clip you? Did he catch you? In other words, would he have known that he had caught you, Sarah, so to speak?
It's difficult to tell if he would have originally known. I would have probably been in his blind spot, and I can only imagine he was changing lanes perhaps and didn't see me and went for it.
So what part of the truck caught your Opel Corsa?
The front of his side hit me on my passenger door.
Okay,
and based on the impact on the vehicle.
And how then your car spun around.
Yeah.
Are you now facing towards Naas, even though you're going towards Dublin?
I was spun in a kind of a full 360. It felt like anyway, and almost in front of the lorry. So then I was kind of side on front of his lorry.
Could you see the driver?
No, I can only see the front of the lorry. I was significantly lower than him.
And what are you looking at when you're looking at a headlights?
The grill of the front of a lorry. I'm not sure what you'd call that.
Yeah, the business end of a lorry, the front of the lorry. But though you couldn't see high enough, well, you're in a low Opel Corsa, which is a relatively small car, you couldn't see high enough through his windscreen.
Exactly.
Or her windscreen. I don't know if it was a male or female driver. Okay, so now now are you being pushed by the truck?
It's difficult to say if we're actually making contact. We're certainly moving in the same direction. And then at that point, the car proceeded to flip.
My God.
A witness that saw me flipping had said that I actually took flight and flipped from one side of the car and landed on my passenger side down, driver side down.
So you're sitting in your car, now going in the wrong direction with this pretty significant truck, if you can't see up as high as the windscreen. And are you, I presume you're gripping the steering wheel, or you're screaming, or your disbelief?
Exactly, yeah, just gripping the steering wheel in complete disbelief. At this stage, when I was spinning on the ground, I kind of felt, I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. When I proceeded to flip, I thought, this is it, I'm done for. And eventually the vehicle landed on its side, as the driver's side down. Mm-hmm. I was in the vehicle, seatbelt on. A passerby came over to see if I could get out of the car. I undid my seatbelt. We couldn't get out of the doors because the safety lock system had been engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, or luckily not, I don't know how you look at it, the back window had smashed in on the impact, so I was able to escape through the back window.
So you unbuckled yourself.
Yeah.
And it's darkness, by the way, because it's 7 o'clock on a November evening. So you crawled through the back of the car and out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, where was your car? Surely that's a very dangerous situation. Where did your car land? I know it landed on the side. Was it in the middle of the road still, or were you in the...
In the lane for city traffic. So essentially, I was on the middle lane, and I ended up on the right-hand lane. It's blocking traffic, I was very lucky not to.
And what is probably the busiest intersection in the country at a very busy time. So you're helped out by this passerby.
Yeah. So I went to his car. He parked behind me with his hazards on. So
okay, well done.
The lane was safely, but he was brilliant. And we called the guards, and then eventually an ambulance and fire brigade came.
And how were you? How were you at that time?
Quite shook, in disbelief. Physically, I just felt numb. Just so shocked.
And where was the truck at this stage?
This is it. The first thing I said when I got out of the car is, "Where is the lorry? Where is the lorry?" And unfortunately, he had left the scene. A witness had said that he saw the lorry stop a few hundred metres up the road and put on his hazard lights, but eventually he drove off. I didn't see that myself, but he was nowhere to be seen once I had got out of the vehicle.
And has he or she come forward since?
They haven't, no.
So the ambulance arrived. At this day, are you still numb at this stage at the side of the road? Are you saying, "Oh my God, I'm so lucky"?
Mainly numb. Also, everyone else was kind of saying how lucky I was, but at that point, I couldn't really process it all. It's only with a few days past that I really feel so lucky to still be here. So the fire brigade and the ambulance service were fantastic, very reassuring, and they cleared the scene very quickly.
You were whipped off to hospital.
Yeah, I was brought to Tala Accident Emergency, where they did a full checkup. I was luckily discharged later that night.
Okay, that is a miraculous escape, Sarah Carroll.
It is.
That is nothing short of a miracle.
It absolutely is. And my mother-in-law gave me a glass angel, which I hang in my car. And I don't know, someone was looking over me that night.
And where's the car? I presume that's a write-off.
Yeah, that's gone now.
So we're looking. Do you remember anything about the truck? Are you any good on the make of a truck or the number of? How was it, an articulated truck or a rigid truck? The difference.
Yeah, it was a large truck. It's not the best description. I remember seeing red and white, but there was no branding that I saw at the time.
Okay.
As I said, he hit me from the side, so I didn't really see the truck before. No, unfortunately not. And I think the real shame is that any CCTV footage along the road is only live streamed, so we can't even look back and find any recording of
so
the
when
traffic
people,
that
because
night.
Around those junctions there are cameras.
Yeah, there's lots of cameras.
But you're saying they're for traffic management, not for looking back over.
Absolutely. So none of them record, which I think is a real shame. My husband contacted the city council and asked, and they didn't really have a valid reason for why they don't record. But I think it would be very useful and stop incidents like this happening.
Now, did the Gardaí at any stage, Sarah, and bear with me on this, did the Gardaí say to you, Sarah, by the way, this is no excuse for anyone to drive away. This person hopefully will. There is still time for this person to say, "Listen, it was me. We'll try and find out what happened." In fairness, yesterday on Monday, we had an issue with disabled parking, someone straddling a disabled parking space, and a person came forward yesterday and said, "Yes, it was me." And he gave a detailed explanation of what happened. Now, I'm saying there is still time for this person to come forward. But did the Gardaí at any stage say, "Sarah, might you have pulled out? Might you have been at fault?"
No, actually. I was quite adamant that it was the other way. And my road was straight. I was in my lane. The way the car has been impacted, I think it's quite clear that the fault was coming from the right-hand side. In their defence, I was likely in their blind spot, but I don't think that's any reason not to cross the lane. We're all expected to check our blind spots before entering into a different lane. But accidents happen. My issue's not with that. It's the fact that they left the scene.
Okay. What's the insurance situation?
Because there's no vehicle to make the claim against. It's all coming from my policy. So my car is written off, and I will be losing my no claims bonus.
Okay. And are you working? Are you working away, or were you?
Yeah, I'm working, thankfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know some drivers, it's very common on the continent, some drivers have these GoPro cameras on their dashboards. Maybe other drivers will have a look back. It was 7 o'clock last Wednesday evening, darkness, obviously, on coming towards the city around the unopened, as it was then, the Newlands Cross overpass. And I think anyone who witnessed it would remember it, wouldn't they, Sarah? You'll remember it for the rest of your life. But anyone who saw it would know that this was a pretty catastrophic event in terms of what happened to your car.
My brother has put up a post on the Garda Checkpoint Dublin page on Facebook, and there's been quite a few comments. Thank you to everyone who's taken time to comment. And a few people did see the aftermath of the accident, but didn't see the impact.
Okay.
It does seem to be quite a common issue that there's no way of proving what has happened on the roads. And certainly I feel quite angry that not only have I been completely run off the road, but that I'm facing all the bills associated with it.
And by the way, as the car was doing the somersault.
Yeah.
What did you know the car was flipping up in the air at that stage?
I knew I was upside down, and that was when I knew, or I felt that, you know, that I'm a goner.
Yeah.
So it's only a matter of, I don't know, that I'm still alive.
Yeah. Well, you had your seatbelt, number one. Absolutely,
yeah.
And that helped. Did your head tip off the roof or the side of the car when you landed?
Not that I remember. Okay. I sit quite forward in the car, and I'm quite short in stature, so.
And
the seatbelt has caused a lot of pain on my abdomen, and but thank God I had it on.
Okay. Well, let's hope that the driver, and there could be an argument, Sarah, I don't know, but I know what you said. There could be an argument in the darkness and the, what were the weather conditions? Was it wet or dry?
It was atrocious weather conditions.
Well, there could be an argument in those conditions and the time and all the confusion that was up there before the overpass opened. There's some confusion since it opened, but all the confusion since the new Newlands Cross overpass, that he or she may have become distracted and may not know this has happened, and taking that on board, that's why you're saying, would it be possible to come forward now and let's sort this out?
That would be brilliant.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sarah. Safe travelling. Are you back? Have you been back driving since?
Yeah, I'm back and work driving now since yesterday. So
okay,
slow and steady.
Yeah, okay, Sarah. I'm so glad to hear you're so well. And thank you for contacting us, and safe travelling, and hopefully that truck driver will come forward, because it is miraculous what happened, that you survived such an incident almost completely unharmed. So Sarah, thanks indeed. That's Sarah Carroll.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.